Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
If you're a business owner or manager, you can't have escaped the warnings to get your workplace pension scheme set up for your employees. However, you might well have chosen to ignore them. Are you aware, though, that getting it wrong could result in criminal prosecution? Thankfully, there are people that can help you. People like Steve Conley, Managing Director of Workplace Pensions Direct, who told me about businesses who have got it wrong.
The pensions regulator who regulates auto-enrolment, they have a regular publication that comes out, and on the latest publication, they told us about two criminal convictions. It's the first time the pensions regulator has been successful in securing criminal convictions.
That sounds very severe, doesn't it? Just those two words put together do make you feel a bit nervous.
Yes, absolutely. The pensions regulator is a new name, really, for a lot of people. They're familiar with HMRC and the VATMAN. The pension regulator has equal powers, and people are starting to find out. On this occasion, the two cases, one was a solicitor firm, a business advisor firm, and the other was a boss of a charity. So, you know, if solicitors aren't getting it right, then clearly it's complicated, it's complex, and it's a risky business.
Because you would normally think, if you are a firm of solicitors and your job is often to advise people on the legal process, you would think those people would know back to front what they're doing.
Yeah, I think on the occasion with the solicitor in question, a London-based solicitor firm, they thought they did know what they were doing. And what they failed on was really refusing to give documents to the pensions regulator. They thought that it would be a breach of client confidentiality and didn't realise really that the pension regulator was as powerful as they were. Mm. This went on for months and months, and the regulator lost the patience, took them to court, and it resulted in a successful conviction. So it's a criminal record against that firm and a fine of £16,000.
£16,000. Mm. Wow. And what happened to the other person, the charity boss?
Yeah, so again, it's again down to refusing to give documents. And this time the funds were going somewhere that was a bit dubious, and the charity boss refused to provide paperwork to the regulator. And this went on for 18 months. And again, the regulator lost their patience, and as a result, they were fined £6,500, but more importantly, they received a criminal conviction.
I mean, that also sounds shocking, because it's a charity. So you kind of think charities must have a good heart, and they wouldn't want their money to go anywhere but to the charity. And yet there they are, having to pay thousands of pounds in fines.
Yeah, it just shows that there's no safety really for anybody. The law is the law, whoever you are.
So is that what your message would be today then?
Yeah, so I wanted to just clarify, make sure that listeners have an understanding of what is the law. So there's two parts of it. One is the law that's set down by the Pensions Act 2008, which is a statutory law, which is the part of the law that everyone seems to be complying with. The regulator reports 95% compliance rates, so still people not complying. Within the time scales, that is, so perhaps the other 5% comply eventually.
A lot of people are getting it correct. There are some people that are, you know, doing it. So if that's you, well done.
Well
We're
done,
only
yeah.
talking to you if you're not one of those 95%.
That's right. Well, there's another set of laws as well. So even the 95% might think that they've complied with the law.
We are talking to you. Keep listening.
What they've done instead is, for example, the law requires that you put a qualifying workplace pension scheme in place for your workers within the required timescales, and you make the relevant contributions to the scheme. There is then something called a detailed regulatory guidance, which is on the pensions regulator's website. And this sort of sets out best practice, really, or should I say due process. This is the process you really ought to follow. Now, the regulator said that there's some elements in there that aren't mandated and therefore aren't enforceable, which means that the regulator can't take you to court. But I'll give you an example. One of the decisions that you have to make is which pension scheme you're going to put in place for your staff. A lot of people choose the first one they come across, or choose Nest, which is the government-backed qualifying workplace pension scheme.
Which you'd automatically have confidence in, wouldn't you? If it's backed by the government.
Yeah, and a lot of people assume, and assume incorrectly, that it's a what we call a safe harbour, that if you put in place a nest pension scheme, there's no possible comeback. So I bring you to the second part of the law, which is common law, which is set through precedent in court. And what the courts will look at, if workers have been put into a pension scheme and it wasn't right for them, and as a result of that, they've suffered financial detriment, so they might have a small pension pot, or they might have lost out on tax relief and that sort of thing. If they haven't compared schemes, the guidance requires you to compare schemes and choose one that's appropriate for yourselves and your workers. So you have to give consideration. So, for example, if all your workers are Polish, as an example, does the scheme translate into Polish so workers understand what it is? So that sort of thing, you have to give consideration to that.
Yeah, those kind of things would seem so obvious, but I bet there's people that have just thought, oh, of course they'd need to be able to read it in the right language. That seems obvious, but yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, absolutely. And people, if it's foreseeable, and they suffer financial detriment as a result of that, then the workers could take a class action against the employer and take them to court and say, well, you didn't follow the due process as set down by the pensions regulator. And that would be successful in the court. The employer would then find themselves having to make good any loss that the workers have suffered, which could be very significant. If the employer chose this particular scheme on the recommendation from their business advisor, such as an accountant or payroll professional or financial advisor, and they'd had to pay out huge compensation payments for their workers, then they would have a right of action against the business advisor. So business advisors should really watch out too to make sure that what they're doing is compliant with not just the statute, but with the law from the courts.
Well, we will put a link, strayfm.com/business, to what the right process is. But of course, the other option is that people come to someone like you, Steve, and talk to Workplace Pensions Direct.
Yes, so it makes sense to talk to an expert in these matters. Workplace Pensions Direct, what we do is we provide a free audit for business advisors. So we check for free to see what they have in place is compliant with not just the Pensions Act 2008, but compliant with the due process set down by the regulator on their website, so that they can be confident. For an employer, we can keep them safe for a lot less than £1 a day.
That's so tiny, isn't it? That's awesome.
Well, you consider the fines, you know, 16,000, 6,500 that I've mentioned, it just pales into insignificance, really, just to get it right. So it's best to get it right at the beginning.
Steve, if people want to talk to you, you are the Managing Director of Workplace Pensions Direct. How do they get in touch?
Yeah, so the best way is to have a look at our website. So it's workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.